Welcome to Decom Divas with Jana, and I have a very special guest today. Introduce yourself, guest.
Hi, I'm Laura Allen.
Hi!
I'm one of Jana's very good friends. Some might even say best friends.
Yes, she is my best friend. Yeah. I'm really excited to have Laura because, like so many decoms, I like watch with her because we've known each other for 21 years.
Yeah. I remember watching High School Musical 2 premiere with you when we were like seventh grade, I think.
Yeah, I think so. We were really young. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I went over to Laura's house and we were really excited and we like planned all this stuff and then it ended up. We both were like, oh, that really sucked. Like you don't like the second one, right?
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
The first one, the OG is the best.
Yeah, I agree. Have you seen the third one? I've only seen like half of it.
I've seen it once.
Did you see it in theaters?
No, I saw it at the BYU theater camp.
Oh, yeah! I remember when you
and
went
the
there.
The reason I showed it is because it's filmed in Utah and a bunch of people were extras in it.
Oh,
like,
my God.
One of our counselors was in it. We watched it. Some good numbers, but definitely the original High School Musical is the best. And I enjoyed the TV show on Disney Plus too.
Oh, I didn't know you watched that. I actually like really liked that.
Yeah,
really fun. It's really cute.
Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah.
I have never talked to you about her. Do you love her? I love her.
Yeah, I think she's really talented.
What's your favorite song by her?
Brutal.
I like Brutal a lot too.
Yeah.
It's just the whole album is really good. She's coming on tour to San Diego and I tried to get tickets, but they're so expensive. So I'm like, I probably won't go, but,
yeah,
I know I love her. It's a good show. So I guess like now let's talk about how we met. How did we meet, Laura?
Hey, so we met in first grade. We had the same first grade teacher. And we were not friends.
Nope.
And it wasn't because I didn't like you. It's because I didn't like the people you were associating with.
Yeah.
So I just like never really like was friends with you because I didn't like the group of people you hung out with.
Yeah. Perhaps I had like poor choice in friends. Well, like my friend group changed every year in like elementary school. And I feel like that was kind of because I maybe didn't attract the best people. But yeah, it kind of like stopped changing when like, so me and Laura, I think, okay, we were in the same first grade class, fourth grade class, and sixth grade, I think. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, so we didn't really become friends until sixth grade, because I guess it's kind of random. We were in like Taming of the Shrew, like our teacher was like put on shows, and Laura was it's like the dad character, but they made her a mom instead. What was her name? Like Madame Baptiste or something.
Yeah.
Like that. And so I feel like I got to know you through that, and then we became really good friends and had sleepovers and stuff, and it was very fun.
Yeah.
And then we didn't go to the same, like, we were only friends when we went to school together for 1 year, and then we went to like different middle schools and high schools, but it was fun. Yeah. And I was at her house constantly, and we went a lot of Mormon dances together in high school. Yeah. And that was very fun. Yeah, so you're like me, like a really big fan of like Y2K culture and late 90s culture and all that shit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I follow a lot of like early 2K like Instagram pages that post like fashion and pop culture stuff, and it's just fun.
Would you say that like that's one of your favorite, I guess, eras, decades?
Eras, yeah. I definitely think so, because like I grew up with it. So it's like what I remember from my childhood. I like the 80s and stuff, but I didn't live in the 80s. But
yeah.
I lived in like the early 2K. I was born 1994. So
Me and Laura are 11 days apart.
Yeah. So I could actually remember like that time and what people wore and what I thought I was stylish. I wore a lot of limited too.
Me too. That was fun. Laura, I feel like you wore a lot of sequins and like skirts and like florals like back then.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of pink, a lot of ponchos when that was in.
Oh my God. I feel like that's like a bit of an underrated trend from like the Y2K, but like that, like the like knit ones, like, and what color did you have? I had a powder blue one though. I think I got a Mervin's.
Gold, metallic gold one.
Oh my God. I like, maybe this is like my memory messing with me, but I kind of remember that. Didn't it have like little like sequins sewn onto it and beads?
I think so. Yeah. I just remember it being sparkly.
Yes, of course. So what, like, were, I mean, I'm sure, like, the list goes on and on, but, like, what were some, like, pop media things you were, like, obsessed with then, like, people or TV shows or movies?
Well, I had an older sister who's 10 years older than me. So she was really into, like, NSYNC and Britney Spears. So I loved NSYNC and Britney Spears. Went to my, like, one of my first concerts was a Britney Spears concert.
Hell yeah.
And I was like maybe like 7 years old or something ridiculous like that, but my parents let me go. And I loved Hilary Duff, of course.
Yay!
Which makes me think of Jana.
Yeah.
Lizzie McGuire was awesome. I loved That's So Raven.
Yes. Yeah. Laura went to a Hilary Duff concert with me for my 13th birthday, and that was very fun, even though we had to stand outside the whole time, and like a really, it was super hot because my birthday's in June, but it was very fun. So you were a Disney Channel kid more so than Nick, or what would you say?
I watched Nick sometime. I liked Rugrats and things like that, but I was definitely a Disney kid. My family's very much a Disney family. Went to Disneyland a lot.
Yeah.
Watched all the Disney movies. Love them. So I'm definitely more of a DCOM girl.
What are your favorite TV shows and DCOMs from Disney Channel?
Well, like I said, Lizzie McGuire, That's So Raven for shows. I liked Even Stevens a lot. For movies, I really like Don't Look Under the Bed. Which you already did an episode on, but that is actually filmed in the city I live in now.
I was gonna say when we were watching it, I was like, this looks very much like Utah.
Yeah, it's a lot of it is filmed around Utah, and there's like B-roll that they use at the beginning of the movie that's like right by my house.
Is it that brick building that like
I
recognize
tower,
that
that's like a few blocks away from where I am. So there's a lot of Disney Channel movies that were filmed in Utah, so it's kind of fun watching those and driving past East High.
Yeah. Wait, is that like in the city of Salt Lake, or is it like kind of like far out?
No, it's in the city of Salt Lake. It's like near where the U of U campus is, where I went for college.
Oh, I didn't.
It's like on that side of the city, and you can't miss it because it looks exactly like the movie, and it has giant banners that say East High and all that.
Oh my God, that's so fun. You said you liked Hilary Duff too. Was there any other like Disney Channel girls or boys that you were like really into from like that era?
I liked Raven Simone a lot. I thought she was really funny, and I liked that she was like body positive.
Me too.
And I liked Elise Vanderpool also from That's So Raven.
Me too. So you watch Disney Channel a lot, needless to say. Like that was like, you didn't miss like a movie or like a TV show like when you were growing up. Like it was a thing you frequently watched.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I loved Halloween Time. I love all the Halloween movies.
Yes. So do you like Halloween Town?
Yes, I do.
And what's your, I ask everybody this, what's your opinion on the switch from Kimberly J. Brown to Sarah Paxton in the fourth movie?
I don't like it. I love Kimberly J. Brown. I think she's so talented. And I feel like the execs just wanted someone more like teeny bopper looking.
Yeah.
So they hired Sarah Paxton, who I like in her own right. I like Aquamarine.
Me too.
But yeah, I think it's disappointing when they replace people, which they did a lot in this movie that we're about to talk about.
Yes. Oh my God. I was wondering if you would notice that. They definitely did. One more thing. This doesn't even need to be said because I said we'd known each other for 21 years. But Laura, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Sacramento, but on the border of Elk Grove, which is south of Sacramento.
So I like drove to Laura's house. I was there constantly in high school, and we were, like lived 10 minutes apart. And Yeah, I remember taking that drive all the time and like listening to Glee and like hanging out there till like 3 a.m. and then pissing my parents off like when I came home because they're like, where have you been? But it was always fun. Yeah, so the movie we're reviewing today is a very fun movie that I really enjoy called Xenon, the sequel.
Yes.
So what memories do you have from like watching this movie when you were growing up? What did you think of Xenon?
I think I've only seen this movie like 2 times.
Oh, really?
I was a big fan of the original movie when it out. But all I really remembered about this was that Protozoa was in it again.
Yeah.
And that there was aliens. And that's like all I could remember.
Yeah. I watched this one like before I saw Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. Because like I think like that one came out in the late 90s and this one was 2001. This one actually came out on January 12th, 2001. Laura, do you know what you were doing that day if you had to guess?
Something Mormon, I don't know. Like at an activity, being like, when can I go home and watch Xenon the sequel?
Yes, exactly. Oh my god. Oh, so just to clarify, Laura, she lives in Salt Lake City now. She moved there for college, which is a lot of Mormons. So yeah, that's what the city's actually really cool. If you're listening and you've never been, Salt Lake City is really good, like food and like nightlife, and it's very cool during the fall. If you're from California, you should go there. So yeah, let's start reviewing the movie. Yay! This movie like starts off, it says like a year later after the first one, which like she looks a lot older to me, don't you think? That like,
yeah, I was thinking she doesn't look 15.
Yeah,
she looks like at least 18 years old, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I agree. What did you think of like the transformation from like the younger Xenon to this one, like the bob and the like the fashion? We'll talk about the fashion a lot because this movie I really like the fashion of, but yeah, what did you think of the bob? That's a very important question.
The bob, I liked it. I thought it suited her, and maybe that's what made her look older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
I thought it was cute. That was like such a trend then, is like the like chin length bob and very straight and like center parted. You had a bob at some point, right?
Yes, I had a bob in like 4th grade. I hated it.
You did?
My mom made me do it.
Yeah, I had a bob. I remember I cut my hair in 7th grade. I think I just wanted to change and I didn't like it. I think it made me look really, really, really young, which is supposed to make you look older. So I guess it didn't work on me. But yeah, so this movie, like, starts off with, like, Xenon. She finds out that she has to, like, take care of Margie, which is the mean girl from the first movie, because her dad is a general that's taking, like, stay at the Space Day, which is, like, spaceship that she lives on. Okay, did you notice the outfit that they had Margie in at the beginning when they first showed her?
Yes, I remember all her matching headbands.
Yes, because you're a big headband person, right?
I wouldn't say I am. I like headbands on me when I have bangs.
Okay, yeah. Which you don't have bangs right now?
No.
Okay.
They're grown out.
Yeah, her outfit was like, okay, I feel like I don't know if you noticed the shoes as much, but she had like square-toed flats, like very Jackie Kennedy mm-hmm. flats. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like her like outfit was very like a matching like kind of Chanel type suit. It was like orange and pink. So would you say you like the fashion in this movie?
Yeah, I wrote down so many vests and clear jackets,
yes.
But I like all the bright colors though, and it kind of looks like rave wear, what a lot of the people are wearing.
It does. Oh my god, wait, that's a good way of putting it, because like I was like, oh, this is very like, you know how like in the 60s they like were like very like into space, but and I thought mm-hmm. that was kind of reflecting this, but yeah, you're right, it's very rave wear, it's like a lot of fur. Do you like vests and like faux fur and that kind of look?
I like faux fur, but I'm not a big vest person.
Yeah.
Just because I don't see, like, how practical they are. Like,
yeah.
Like, this comedian made a joke one time that me and my family quote all the time. It's like, oh my gosh, my torso is so cold, but my arms are so hot. What can I wear?
Oh my god. Didn't you like say, so you went to University of Utah, didn't like you like sent me a picture or something like that once where it was like everybody wears like a white t-shirt and a navy blue vest over it?
Yeah, that's like the Utah girl autumn, like autumn outfit.
Yeah,
it's like the joke is that they look like Han Solo.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. Did you like think this movie, because like, so like any space movie is gonna kind of be compared to Star Wars, did you think like there was like many parallels between that and this other than it being in space, or do you think like they didn't like kind of rip that off as much as other movies do?
The only parallel this has to Star Wars is the opening with the scrolling text.
Yeah,
which was just like so cringy. She can do absolutely anything and go absolutely anywhere. And it's like she's still 15 and she's like a huge, and right off the bat, like she almost kills two people.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, I was just laughing at that because I thought it was so cheesy.
Do you think it's like weird that this like, so like Xenon, like basically they give her like so much control of the ship. What did you think of like her basically being like a leader at 15 years old?
I thought it was really stupid of them because, like you said, she's known for being mischievous.
Yeah.
Like, just because she saved the space day in the last movie, like, it was just a bad idea to give her that much clearance.
Yeah, she, yeah, but I mean, that's the movie. But, so, like I said earlier, like, she has to take care of Margie and, like, who basically became her slave, and her dad is, like, watching over the space station, and he's gonna, like, determine who gets to stay and who gets to go, which is kind of like the first movie is, like, white guy comes and becomes the leader of everyone, even though he has nothing to do with this. Yeah, I guess, like, we'll get into it, is, like, from what you remember of the first one versus this, like, what do you think? Which one is better, in your opinion?
Well, the first one has Raven Simone in it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this one has discount Raven Simone.
Oh my god!
And also, like, I was so in love with Grig in the first one when I was a kid. I thought he was, like, so cute.
Yeah.
And I've always liked older men.
Yeah.
And I was very upset when Grig dumped her.
In the beginning of the movie, he dumps her in like 30 seconds and she's not even sad about it. She's like, okay, I guess I understand. She's like, Grig just dumped me.
Yeah. Like, that was obviously not meant to be, but no. Still.
Yeah, I thought that, yeah, very, like, she got over it very quickly. I don't know. I didn't have, maybe, like, middle school relationships are really easy to get over. Never had one. Can't compare. Can't relate. Can you?
I had a lot of crushes, but no, never a relationship, unfortunately.
Do you care to discuss any of your major crushes from that time?
My major crushes?
Yeah.
I don't want to say, like, like, basically I liked a bunch of jerks that were popular. I was that girl.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna be like Rachel Lee Cook and She's All That, and some popular guy was gonna be like, yes, be my girlfriend.
You wanted, you're looking for your Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, I like, I have to say, this is that in the, like, He's All That movie, they have this scene. Do you know what I'm gonna say?
In the original?
Yeah, He's All That, sorry. Wait, yeah, She's All That, fuck. You know the scene with the pizza?
Oh my god, I couldn't eat pizza for a year after.
Okay, that's why I remember you having a distinct response to that, like, scene. Okay, so they, like, feed this guy pizza with pubes on it. It's so, so, so gross. It's the most disgusting thing ever. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah.
I still loved Freddie Prinze Jr. though.
Yeah.
I wanted him to marry me.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's still married to Sarah Michelle Gellar, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, it's like the Thank most you. Indies. They are. So anyway, back to the movie. So like, Margie, now that she's on the space station, she becomes, like, really popular, and Nebula, like, starts hanging out with her, and Xenon gets, like, really jealous.
Nebula is such a bad friend here.
You think, like, so?
Yeah, because Margie, like, walks up to Xenon and is like, Xenon, and, like, being, like, hella rude to Xenon and, like, making her do stuff. and using her as a slave in the Nebula is just like, well, I don't have a problem with her, so.
Yeah, there was like a lack of her like standing up for her supposed best friend, but like Nebula's like, just because you hate her doesn't mean I have to, and Xenon's like, you would hate her if you were really my BF. What did you think of that?
I agree. I think you should stand up for your friends, and part of standing up for your friends is if they don't like someone, not being friends with that person, which I know sounds like childish, but like I've had friends suffer because they made a friend that was really toxic.
Yeah.
And they couldn't really see that they were really toxic. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about
people. Though that's probably true for me too, honestly.
So yeah, like people might think it's childish, but I do not think you should be friends with someone that your friend doesn't like.
Yeah, I think you should, like, even if someone isn't mean to you, you shouldn't, like, I don't know, be blind to, like, how they treat other people, because, like, eventually that's probably how they're gonna treat you. But, like, yeah, no, I think I agree. Yeah, so, oh, okay. So, basically, Xenon has to work in this lab that, like, they're trying to figure out, like, if they can communicate with aliens. And, like, she realizes that they're trying to communicate by making, like, a zum, zum, zum noise, which Xenon realizes is, like, linked to the protozoa, who's the rock star from the last film's song, the zoom, zoom, zoom. So what do you think of protozoa? What's your opinions on him?
Oh, my God. I love protozoa. I wrote down, I stan protozoa.
Yes. Yes.
Protozoa is, like, my favorite character. And him disappearing me was giving me Taylor Swift vibes when, like, for a year before Reputation, like, no one saw her. But yeah, I love Protozoa. He's super cute, and I love his music. And he's just, like, by far the most interesting character. I wish they did a whole Protozoa movie.
They should do a spinoff of Protozoa. I don't know if it's too late. They probably have to get, well, they have to get a new actor, which they did for the third movie. But no, he's great. Like, okay, I remember your brother TJ saying that, like, he's like, oh, Muse is like the closest thing we have to like a real life protozoa. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That is such a weird comparison. I remember my brother kept playing this Muse song. Remember when he took us to that Halloween party?
Yes.
That was out in the country.
Yes, I remember that. When we were that.
Like 15 years old.
We were really young. I think we were by far the youngest, which, like, this was, like, a Mormon party, so there was, like, no, like, alcohol or anything like that. It was, like, basically everything but that. But that was,
oh, like, there was alcohol. It was just behind the scenes.
Oh, really? I guess, like, I shouldn't assume that all Mormons refrain. No, that was, I don't know why we went. Like, what, I mean, obviously your parents were okay with it, but what, like, why did he want to bring us? I'm almost surprised that, like, he wanted to do anything with us.
I don't know. You just felt bad for us, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
How awkward we were.
Yeah, no, I remember, what did you, I was like a flapper for that party. Do you know what you were?
I was a vampire.
Oh, okay, so we were both like kind of like dark ladies. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You probably did my makeup. Laura's very good at doing makeup, like probably better than anyone I know. She's really good at that, yeah. But no, that was fun. There was like this guy at the party dressed like Jack in the Box. You remember that? Like the fast food guy?
No, I don't remember that. I remember a guy just like Buddy the Elf, and I remember a guy just like Ace Ventura, and then I remember the guy in a fur Speedo that my brother made hug me.
Oh my God, I can't believe that happened. Oh my God. Was that like, okay, there was this guy that you're, okay, this is, I mean, whatever, I was a kid, like, we hung out with, like, Laura's older brother and his friends, and I think we were, like, 15, 16, and they were, like, in their mid-20s, and, like, all his friends were really cute. There was one who, like, was kind of a cowboy, who had, like, blue eyes and, like, blondish. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I disagree that they were all attractive. It was just, like, too country for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
so, and he's like a cop now, so.
So yeah, me and Laura like grew up in like a country-ish area, like me more so than Laura. And so like I went to high school with so many like cowboys, which is not my type, the whole lifestyle. No, not for me at all. And I know you're the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why neither of us live there anymore. But anyway, the movie. So Nebula is like one of the people that's like tapped to go back to Earth. And so Xenon is heartbroken. So she sneaks into the spaceship and like follows her like back to Earth with Margie. And then they show up at like her Aunt Judy's house, which like Judy's the character from the first movie. What did you think of her? I thought she, like, I love her. I think she's great.
Yeah, she kind of reminds me of like you when, really? Like, when you're older, you're going to be Aunt Judy.
Yes, I will. Christian always says like I have like aunt, like middle-aged aunt energy already. And I'm like, I kind of agree. Yeah, no, I think I will be her. No, she's really fun. Thank you for saying that. She's like kind of like Phoebe from Friends energy. But yeah, so basically her and Margie like are trying to track down Protozoa as well as save Nebula because they know that the aliens are trying to communicate with Protozoa, and so they find him. Okay, I was really confused by this. They like find him in this house like in the jungle. Where is that? That's supposed to be in like nearby. I was really confused about like the locations in this movie.
Yeah, he was like living in the middle of nowhere, but he was super easy to find.
Yeah. Like. It was very strange. Yeah. So they have to like go like walk through the mud and like get through spiders to like find his house and like come see him at his like little hideaway. But yeah, it was just like, it's strange like how much in these like movies, like people, like the parents, well, I guess like they snuck out, but like still like they trust their kids so much to like go hang out with like guys in their, I guess kind of what me and Laura were doing, like in their 20s, and like they're safe. Yeah,
like go to a rock star's house by yourself.
Yeah, like not, I don't
sketchy
know
at all.
Do you think like Protozoa is like totally harmless, or do you think he had like maybe a little bit of a thing for Xenon?
Oh, I don't want to even think about that.
I know. Yeah.
Realistically, I would not let my 15-year-old daughter be alone with a rock star.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I think that would be pretty sketch. Yeah, he, like, is he supposed to be, like, in his late 20s or something like that? I guess kind of, like, my age-ish? Do you think, okay, I think he looks like the guy from No Doubt. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah,
it's getting, I like, forget this, his name, but he dated Gwen Stefani.
Yes, that's who Don't Speak is about, I think. Like, yes. A few songs, yeah. What do you think of, like, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton?
Justin's so mad about it.
Really?
He loves Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
And he's like, I can't believe she would marry someone that's, like, I don't know his, like, political views, but kind of seems like he's maybe a little conservative. And Justin is heartbroken because he wanted to marry Gwen Stefani.
yeah, so they convince Protozoa to, he's like, oh, I want to hide away, I don't want to go and do concerts, I haven't written a song in a year. And then they convince him he's gonna be the first rock star to perform in space. So he's like, okay.
He already performed in space, he's gonna be the first rock star. Yes. To meet aliens or perform for aliens or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what's like magically sells him. And then he's like fine with it. Like,
yeah.
No persuasion at all. He's just like, okay.
Yeah. Basically, they told Xenon's mom and that like she needs to come pick them up on Earth, and she has to fly the spaceship even though she's never done that. So they like pack everybody up into the spaceship and they're gonna like come back to space to communicate with aliens. This got a little bit convoluted. Like, did you follow it, or were you like, what?
No, it completely lost me. I thought the like there was no real stakes.
Yeah.
Like, the stakes were like, oh, well, people are gonna lose their jobs and we're gonna have to go back down to Earth, but so we need to find aliens. Like, they weren't even sure the aliens thing was gonna help if they find aliens. And the stakes in the first one is like everyone's gonna be blown up and killed if we don't save everyone. So it was just kind of like, who really cares? Like,
yeah, it was like, I remember liking this movie more than I think I did this time around, because it was kind of like, there's like a lot of similarities to the first plot, except it wasn't like Xenon coming to live on Earth. She was just going there to try to get Protozoa. But yeah, eventually, like, they get on the spaceship, they're running out of fuel, and so they're gonna die. And then they like connect with aliens who like give them fuel again. And then she has like an interaction with them. Okay, so this is like one of the first movies I ever saw that had like aliens in it. And like, before, I just thought they were like green. What did you think of like the whole alien interaction thing?
I thought it was so funny that she was like communicating with them telepathically.
Yeah.
And I wrote down the alien spaceship looks like an IUD.
It looks like
something you'd shove up your hoo-ha. Like
It does. It really does. I didn't think of it that way, but yes.
But as someone who actually believes in aliens, like mm-hmm. I believe there's something out there in the universe.
Yeah.
I thought it was like way more realistic that like it would be like a ball of light, like more spectral than like a little green alien guys. Like,
yeah.
So I kind of liked that. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was something you don't see in alien movies a lot.
Yeah. I was going to ask that is like, what is your beliefs on like, life outside of this planet, and what's your opinion on space?
Well, I watch Ancient Aliens like a lot, and me and my husband are both really into aliens and UFOs and stuff and paranormal in general. So I believe there's stuff out there. I've had experiences and stuff, and space in general, I think what the billionaires are doing with like wanting to go to Mars and stuff is kind of like a waste of time.
You think so?
I think we should be more concerned about climate change,
yeah,
than living on Mars, because there's actually theories that we once lived on Mars and trashed that planet, and that planet's no longer inhabitable because we trashed that and came to Earth. I'm not saying I believe it, but I'm saying there's people that believe that. So do I think like in the future, because this is supposed to be like 2050, in the future that there could be people like living up full time on a space craft.
Yeah,
I think it's possible. I don't think like whole ass families are gonna be living on it, but yeah. Like it's possible that like they'll put more astronauts and scientists into space to study and do stuff.
Would you ever want to go to space?
If it was like really safe and I like there was absolutely no margin of error that I was gonna die. And I would only want to go, like, orbit around the Earth and, like, immediately go back. I wouldn't want to go on, like, this long journey that takes 2 years.
Yeah, I want to go to space. I think that would be fun. I, like, don't think, I don't know if it will ever happen. I think, like, maybe for the rest of my life, it'll be, like, really expensive or you have to do extensive training to go. But, yeah. So, in the end, they're able to communicate with aliens, and they convince everyone on the space station that they exist, and the aliens, like, put together their spaceship, which was falling apart, and they're saved, and then they have a protozoa concert, and yes. Xenon saves the day. What did you think of the little concert in protozoa?
I loved it. I love the ant's wedding outfit.
Yes!
I thought it was super cute.
Yeah.
And I like Supernova Girl better, but this
I was gonna ask you that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I liked always it. Galaxy's Ours, I think is what it's called.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But so far what I've heard of Protozoa's music, I really like. He should drop a whole album.
He should. I think I would like it a lot. Yeah, I think so. Out of and what we're saying is the Aunt Judy gets married to the commander who she like starts dating in the first movie, so now they're together. But yeah, like I really like his music. I liked this song better, Galaxy is Ours, more than Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Yeah, no, his music is great, and he's great. Yeah.
And then Xenon has, like, a 2-second moment with the rat guy.
Yeah.
Which was just, like, so, like, weirdly awkward. I felt like they were just throwing in, like, oh, well, she has to have a love interest,
yeah.
So we're just gonna make her, like, have this moment with this random character.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that was like, did you see that coming? Well, I guess you've seen it before, but yeah.
Yeah, like I kind of had, like they had some tension, but I thought he was like way older than her.
Mm-hmm.
So like, hopefully he's under 18.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess he did look kind of older. Yeah, I thought that was weird. Like I didn't see any connection between them two. And then like, suddenly there's something, but I don't know. I think they just wanted a love interest, which, like, I don't know. DCOMs always have, like, a force thing.
It's the protozoa music.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It got everyone in the mood.
I guess so. People get married, and then romance happened. But, yeah. So, yeah, that's the movie. What do you think overall?
overall, I wish there was like higher stakes.
Yeah.
Than just like, oh, like we're gonna get grounded and our space station's not gonna be obsolete anymore. And I wish like there was more challenges to them getting like protozoa on board and maybe more of the aliens in it.
For how much they talked about aliens, there was like such a brief scene with them in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, what did you, I guess we already talked about this, but like overall you liked the fashion. You thought it was very fun.
Yes, I love the silver and pink outfit that Geonon wears to the like cafeteria.
Yes.
And I liked the dress that Margie stole from her. That was silver and like a reddish orangish, like clear, like plastic sleeves. I don't know. Yeah. It looked really cute.
And I like the outfit that she wore in the end. Like, it's like a green mini dress and it like really reminds me of Romy and Michelle, like the outfits they have at the end.
Yeah. That's, it was really cute. I like the fashion a lot in this.
Yeah. Like, do you think anything like about this movie, like, do you think it could be released today? Like, what do you think would be different about it if it was?
So twice in the movie, they say O-ring. They say like O-ring to say like onion ring. And then she says in one point, Xenon says, my parents are totally blowing an O-ring.
Oh my God, I did not notice like, that.
O-ring means like sphincter. Yeah, your ass. And I thought that was like so weird to have in a kid's movie. Like,
yeah,
I just thought that was bizarre.
I like noticed that they said it in like the first movie too. And I was like, okay, like I guess they would have written it differently today. But yeah. Yeah, do you think, like, this was a pretty progressive movie? Because I thought the first movie was, like, I think it's a very, like, she's an independent woman who, like, gets a lot of shit done on her own and doesn't, like, need permission from people.
Yeah, I definitely think Xenon is a feminist icon.
Yeah.
I would put her in that category. She, like, continually outsmarts, like, middle-aged men. Yes. So
I think Marnie from Halloween Town and Xenon are like two of the best ones I can think of that like really like are, I don't know, they're fun, they're adventurous, and like they're like nice, but they like don't like let other people hold them back, which I like a lot. I think that's a good role model for people. Yeah, like so amongst the like decoms you've seen, like where would you put this one? Would you say it like lies in the middle or is it better than most?
I would say it's in the middle.
Yeah. Okay.
My husband watched part of it with me and he said, I'm sorry you have to watch this, and then left for bed.
Oh my God. Justin didn't like it.
He did not enjoy it. No.
Oh my God. Why didn't he like it?
Because he is an old man and he didn't grow up with Xenon. He was like, how old would he have been? He would have been he would have been like a teenager when this came out. Like, not. He's not, you know, the
like
demographic.
15 or 16, something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. It's just weird because I always like ask guys like, oh, did you watch Disney Channel? And they were like either no or like, oh yeah, my sisters did. I feel like.
I think Nickelodeon was definitely more for boys. And
yeah.
Disney was more for girls.
I agree. Yeah. I like, it's weird because like a lot of DCOMs, the main character is a guy, but I think they started doing more girls when they figured out who was like actually watching it. But
yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad like I grew up watching DCOMs, but I think like people who didn't, like, they really don't understand it and like the appeal, but I don't know. I mean, they're so cheesy. I think that that's what makes them fun.
Yeah.
And like this one, I thought like compared to like a lot of the DCOMs have like really bad writing or they like really like try to be funny and it never works out. This one actually, I thought like it's really clever.
I definitely think it had its moments.
Yeah. Good movie, I think, or at least like if it's not like a good movie, it like has like a really cool world. And like I think like this movie, like they definitely seem to have like a much like better budget than the first one, especially for fashion.
Mm-hmm.
When did you stop like watching Disney Channel and like what, like was there like a show you're like, this is so shitty, I don't know why I'm still watching this channel?
I kind of stopped watching like around like 7th or 8th grade. I didn't watch as much.
Yeah.
Like I remember we loved High School Musical and we're so excited for the second one to come out, and we like had a little viewing party at my house, and I remember just like thinking like, this isn't that good, like this isn't as good as the first one, and it kind of like ruined Disney Channel for me a little bit.
I kind of agree. I think that's when I started realizing like how cheesy it was, and like I stopped relating to it. Like I think the like magic kind of wore off at that point. And like I think like since Lizzie McGuire went off the air, I was like slowly, like I love Dessa Raven, but like I was like, this is less and less for me. Were you sad when you found out that like they weren't doing the Lizzie McGuire reboot?
Yeah, but I'm happy about Hilary Duff doing How I Met Your Father. I think it will be good.
Yeah, I agree. I'm happy that, like, because she, like, I realized, like, Hilary Duff, like, I think she, like, fell off from popularity a little bit because she, like, took a break from, like, 18 to 20 or something like that, and, like, kind of, like, just figuring out who she was. And I think, like, she didn't want to do the, like, same trajectory that a lot of Disney stars do. And I like that she's, like, having, like, a re-rise in popularity now. Yeah, no, I'm happy about Hilary Duff's success. I think she deserves everything. So we're wrapping up. So Laura, what is there any socials you would like to plug?
I'm not on social media a lot, but I have my Instagram, Real Laura Allen. I follow DCOM Divas and Jana, so you can find my page through her if you want to follow me.
Yes. If you want to follow me, I'm DCOM Divas on Instagram, Jana of the 90s on Instagram, and Jana of the 90s on YouTube. And if you have any questions or requests, email decompdivaspod@gmail.com. And Laura, to end, is there any messages you'd like to send out to the world?
Aliens are real.
Yeah! They
communicate telepathically.
Love it.
Protozoa. We stand Protozoa.
He's hot. He is hot. Okay, we should end on this. What do you think of the spiky hair? I love it. I love it so much.
I loved it with like the little bit of root.
Yes.
And like the blonde tips. Very cool.
It is very cool. Do you think that would look good on me?
I think you'd look a little like Miley Cyrus.
Oh yeah, she did do the spiky hair thing. Okay, I don't think that would work. On that note, Laura, thank you so much for being on the pod. I had so much fun.
Yeah, it was so fun to talk to you. I love you too, girl. Aww,
thank you for the best friendship ever. I love you.
I love you.
Okay, bye guys. See you next time when you watch a Disney Channel movie. Woo!